Proclamation number 8053 of 2nd of December, 1961. Feeding the Truth. Positive Power. You will be introduced to knowledge which corresponds to truth. Again and again I can give you the assurance that you truly live in truth if you make this word conveyed to you from above your own, if you accept it as an instruction which you receive directly from your God and Father, because I deem it necessary that you humans experience the truth. When I myself speak to you, then you can receive nothing but pure truth. And you can feel for yourselves that I speak to you myself if you listen to or read my word with an open heart. For then it will give you strength and light. You can notice an unusual effect when knowledge reaches earth without any earthly aids, and you can also deduce the origin from the content of this knowledge. Love is constantly preached, and this also reveals that the giver himself is love. That it is a positive strength which expresses itself, which can only ever come to you from above, from the kingdom of light, and thus also proves myself. It is the last time before the end. It is urgently necessary that a light is kindled for you so that you know why you live on earth. And I bring such a light to you myself by revealing knowledge to you humans which you should accept because it is truth. For it is still dark in your spirit, for knowledge which does not correspond to truth darkens your spirit, it confuses your thinking and truly brings you no blessing for your soul. And you humans no longer walk in truth except for a few who receive it from me themselves. What is conveyed to you as spiritual knowledge is my adversary's educated spiritual knowledge which can no longer claim to be pure truth from me, although I taught it myself on earth when I walked the earth. My adversary's effort is and always has been to invalidate the truth from me, to enforce it with error and to make it impossible for people to recognize me myself and my nature. And you humans must know that this is his constant activity to keep you humans in the darkness of spirit into which he has plunged you and into which you have voluntarily followed him. But I want to give you brightness of spirit again, and I want to show you the way how you can find your way out of the darkness and reach bright heights again. And therefore I will bring you the truth again and again, and I will make my will known to you. And as soon as you fulfill this will of mine you will also become enlightened again and you will be able to recognize me as your God and Creator who loves you and wants to be your Father for time and eternity. You have to accept the truth otherwise you will continue to walk astray and unsuccessfully travel your earthly path. And you can believe that your God and Father himself will convey the truth to you. That he is omnipotent and thus it is possible for him to convey the pure truth to earth. That he is love itself and will only offer you that which is beneficial for your soul, and that he is unsurpassably wise and therefore will also impart profound wisdom to you and introduce you to his plan of eternity, to his rule and activity. You need not doubt the truth of the word which you hear through my messengers who serve me as my instruments. My great concern for you humans prompts me to reveal myself to you because the end is near, because you need the truth so that you change your way of life, so that you detach yourselves from the world and turn to me. I cannot force you to change, I can only always point out to you the fate you are facing. And therefore I can only ever present the truth to you. But you yourselves must accept it and strive to fulfill my will, which is made known to you through the transmission of truth. Believe that only my love moves me to speak to you, and believe that it is I myself who speaks to you, for I do not want you to perish but to gain eternal life. Amen.